station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you, good evening, and welcome. Via cell phone tonight has been handheld cell phone. Greg Davey at the brightly lit Sydney Gymnasium for the second of our Green-Sydney matchups this week, Wednesday, with Green holding a first-half lead on the Lady Warriors. Sydney changed things up. They went team-oriented basketball in the second half, and they won by 12. This is the Sydney boys game where Green is playing only their second game of the season. Sydney is playing only their third game of the season. Both teams are looking for their first win. I'm Greg Davey, welcoming you to the last of the four-game week. We had the debut season of 2013-2014, and we start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And it's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. Amidst an athletic game between two very healthy and very respectful rivals, the Green Trojans and Coach Rick Smith, 0-1 on the season. They lost to Shenango Valley by 4 earlier this week. Although they were trailing by 20 going into the fourth quarter, they made a good charge, but came up just a little bit short against the stack opponent. Sydney has lost to two stack opponents in a brand new season with basically brand new players. They lost to Susquehanna Valley in the first round of the Tom Schwann tournament in Norwich last Saturday, and here on this floor Tuesday, they lost to Windsor. We'll tell you more about that as we get going, but another season for Mike Rossini. Another season for WCDO Sports just keeps on going, and we'll make the best of it here with just the cell phone. The phone line that was staticky the other night is not operational. I get a dial tone, but I can't dial out, so always have to have a plan B. I've known that, doing this for 27 years. All right, we'll come back and take a look at both teams, the Sydney Warriors and the Green Trojans. A great MAC startup here tonight. The boys MAC action live on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like, awesome burger of beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
Some prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Chambers of the Hair Tip-Off Show. We are here for Green and Sydney. The game of the week. It's going to be hard to top the finish of last night's ball game when Darian Heath got a nice pass, kick-out pass from Kyle Inman. And the two underclassmen combined for the winning three-pointer in a 46-45 win over the BG Bobcats, who thought with the two free throws made by Zach Handy that they were going to stop Aston and get their first win and a league win at that. But Heath's three-pointer was nothing but net. 2 seconds later, the buzzer sounded. It wasn't really a buzzer beater, but it was the game winner. So congratulations to after the coach, Dick Wyman's on that. They called up a play, and they had to go to their plan B like I'm going to my plan B tonight. Sydney is looking for their first win of the season, so is Green. Here's what Sydney has done so far. Last Saturday, on a one-day delay for the Tom Schwann annual tournament they play in Norwich, they threw Susquehanna Valley and lost that game 67-60, but as Mike Brzee said, he was not disappointed in the effort. One of the things that came to haunt them was unable to get anybody except Bill Kozak into the scoring column. I mean, Wyatt McKee did come up with 10 points. He's a junior that's in the starting lineup now. Kozak with 27. Not sure if that's his career high or not. Pat Vivers chipped in with 9 points. Jordan Constable, 7. Nick Mino, 5. He's another one that's one of the few with any decent varsity experience. But total 60 points, not bad. It was 13 for 18 for the line, also not bad. But Susquehanna Valley put it together with a nice combination of scoring and rebounding, and they got out to a 42-32 halftime lead, and Sydney was not able to chip it any more than under 5 points and wound up losing by 7. In that game, they did crank 7 three-pointers, though. Nick Mino, Pat Vibber had 1 each. Bill Kozak had 5. So he's taking up where he left off last year with that ability to shoot the three-pointer. And then on Tuesday night, it was a close game in the first quarter. Windsor up by 1 over the Warriors. This game, the second quarter, which seems to be their Achilles heel early on. Windsor scored 24-57. And after that, Sydney outscored them in the second half, but it was to no avail, 66-48. A little different dynamic with the scoring in that one. Wyatt McKee scored 12 points for the Warriors, as the defense for Windsor certainly had Kozak in check. He made 2 three-pointers and had 8 overall. Nick Mino, though, led the Sydney team with 17. For the Green Trojans, I don't have the box score of their first game, but I can tell you they played Chenango Valley. I can tell you that they lost 46-42, and also that they had a 20-point deficit staring them in the eye going into the fourth quarter, and they whittled it all the way down. And as often happens in a major comeback like that, you wind up running out of steam or time or both, and they lost by 4, but give them credit. Now, some of the names for Green, we'll get back to Sydney names in just a second, but Green goes with Zach Wentless. He is a player that was a MAC All-Star last year. He averaged 13.9 points a game. He is a tremendous free throw shooter at 85%, and he made 29 three-pointers last year. Brandon Davis and Justin Ekstrom are going to be key returning starters for this team under Coach Rick Smith. And they're both 6'3". So Green actually has some height. Wentlett's the 6-foot senior, but Joe Miranda, 6'3 sophomore. Justin Ekstrom is 6'3 senior. Josh Herbert is 6'4 senior. Brandon Davis, 6'3 senior. Colin Brooks, a starter tonight. He's a 6'4 senior. Sydney, not a lot of height. They'll go with Jordan Constable, a 6'2 senior. Nick Mino, a 6-foot junior. Pat Viver, the 5'11 senior. Wyatt McKee, a 6'3 junior. And, of course, the diminutive Bill Kozak, who is headed to play with his brother, Andy, at Erskine College in South Carolina. Billy is a 5'6 senior. They do have Riley Howland and Trey Larson, who are 6'2 and 6'3. Nobody else above 6 foot tall. All right, we're going to step away now. They're going to do the disclaimers, and when we come, and the anthem, of course. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups officially announced for you as we get underway with our fourth game of the week. It is the Mid-State Athletic Conference opener for Green and for Sydney. So stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, they're doing the starting lineups now for Green, number 45. Dark green uniforms this year for Green. Colin Brooks, 6'4 senior, number 45. Brandon Davis, 6'3 senior, number 34. Justin Ekstrom, a 6'3 senior, number 23. Senior Cameron Rates, the 5'11 senior, 22, and Zach Wentlett, a 6-foot senior. With all senior lineup for Green, here comes the Sydney lineup. Nick Mino was a backup point guard last year. Wyatt McKee, dynamite rebounder. Gordon Constable, a 6'2 senior. Third-year quarterback, Pat Viver. Also now a quarterback of the Sydney basketball team, and Bill Kozak. And just a word with Bill Kozak, checking on his wrist. Well known during the football season that he had dislocated his wrist in the fourth or fifth game of the season, and after that, coming back from the hamstring pull was one thing, and then messing up the wrist wound up just demoralizing his season. But he knew, first of all, that baseball is his main sport, but he couldn't wait for basketball to start, and it looks like being the left hand is the left wrist is the affected one, that he should be okay before pulling the trigger, as witnessed by the 27 points and 5 three-pointers he had in the opener against Smith Valley. By the way, they're going to play tomorrow night against Whitney Point in the consolation round of that Tom Schwann tournament in Norwich. Time to be determined. And a double tap because they missed it on the first one. You're allowed to tap it the second time. Green will start with the basketball. Going to my right, dark green, the new style uniform. Bounce pass inside, the turnaround off of the rim. A second time, a third time. And the height of Green has already been an advantage. Number 34, Brandon Davis, got the third shot in that series. He also had the first shot of the series. In between, Colin Brooks also got a rebound and a shot, but missed it. So Green is going to be pounding the offensive glass. Sydney has to definitely block out. Three-point shy for Constable with a headband on. Right at the top of the key, missed it. Mino got the long rebound, and his follow-up shot misses, but he is fouled. So the foul will go on Colin Brooks, first foul of the night. Superintendent Bill Christensen, I actually put him to work trying to investigate this phone issue, and I do appreciate him going to bat, trying to get a phone for us, and it just wasn't going to be, but plan B is always good. You know, misses the first shot. Second shot up, and also no good. 0 for 2 for Nick Mino. But Sydney still not on the board. Sydney playing man-to-man defense, as has been the Mike Brzee tradition, year in and year out, since 1990. Pass into the paint, and it was forced in, and the ricochet came right into the hands of Kozak. Kozak's on the right side. He's picked up there by Cameron Rice. That's going to be a good matchup tonight. Bivard, right wing. Now to McKee, follow-on jump shot. Nothing but now, Wyatt McKee, nice smooth shot, and our first tie of the ball game. 2-2. Green scored on their first possession, on their third shot of that possession. Driving it hard, well, that block shot by Constable and out of bounds. Good timing by Jordan Constable at 6-2. So the inbound play will come from Justin Ekstrom. Davis goes to Ekstrom, now inside. Davis kicks it out. The left corner is Wella. And he kind of got some help from the rim, and that's a three-pointer. I wasn't sure if he was deep enough in that corner, and he was. Got help from a very, very, let's say, unsturdy rim on that side. The rim on the side Sydney's shooting at is very sturdy right now. And I think it's going to help Sydney in the second half, like it just helped Green in the first half. Bibber kicks it out to Kozak, three-pointer from the left corner, trying to match what Wentlet did, and that one misses. Green rebounds and comes up the middle of the floor. Point guard Cameron Rafe. Kozak guarding him, staying with him step for step. 5:40 to go first quarter, 5-2 Green. Down low to Davis. Pass from the post to the low post, Brooks to Davis. Knocked out of bounds by Sydney. Extra inbound once again. 5:34 to go. And the ball is tried to, well, after a near steal by McKee, his foot was on the line as he tried to save it. A unique inbounds play coming for Green. Let's see, a lot of screens off of it. Davis swings it around to the right side. The running one-hander by Justin Ekstrom is good, and Green has opened up a 5-point lead on the Warriors. Mino to Kozak around the screen, staying low to the ground, to Vibber. A little bit of a weave, now it's a give and go inside to Constable. Fake, they go to Mino. Mino still dribbling with the left hand. 15 on the shot clock for Sydney. 7-2 Green leads in the right corner is Mino, and it's knocked away by Cameron Rice. Mino inbounds to Vibber. 9 on the shot clock. They can't take the time out of... I don't know if they know how much time is left. He's going to crank a long three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by McKee. Passing to the wing, but stolen, snatched out of the air by Wentlet. Wentlet transition, stops at the elbow, kicks it over to Race, back out to Wentlet, open for three, top of the key, this one goes out. Rebound Davis, the fall away, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Constable for Sydney. Up the left side comes Kozak. Kozak, the jump stop, a little spin move to the hoop, and he's got it. Kozak's first point. And they're going to put three-quarter court pressure, man-to-man on Green. Race will be challenged to bring that ball across half court. Nothing going to the left. He passes to the right to Ekstrom. Pass to the mid-post for Davis. He turns around, guarded by Constable, back to the left side. And now to the top of the key, and here comes Wentlet. A quick stop and pop, no good. Mino with a rebound. Good outlet to Vibber, and one pass off to Kozak. He's going to fall away. Baseline shot missed. Saved in underneath Sydney's basket by Green. Dangerous play. Wentlet driving hard on Mino. Up with a left hand. He draws the foul. Misses the shot, but gets two shots from the line. Going to go on Nick Mino, his first. So first team foul for Sydney. Each team with one. We played over half the first quarter. Score 7-4 Green. Now it's 8-4 Green as Zach Wentlet, who is just about as sure a thing in the MAC as you will see for a free throw shooter. 85% last year as a junior. So Colin Brooks comes out. Second shot is good. Coming in now is Luke Erickson for the Green Trojan. Pass inside by McKee. Knocked away from behind. That dangerous, risky play defensively. From a long three-pointer left wing, missed by Ekstrom. Rebound Constable to Mino. Mino thought about going to Kozak. He's going to drive it himself. The fall away is good. Mino with an individual move that gets him 2 points. Makes it 9-6. Race gets by Kozak. That's a rarity. Kozak catches up, though. Wentlet back to Race. Top of the key, but a two-point shot missed by Davis. Oh, McKee walked with the basketball. He had an outlet that got guarded quickly and did not have any step but a wrong step. So a short timeout on Green. Next week we'll be featuring the Bainbridge-Guilford team but on the road, but we'll get our first look at Unitigo boys and girls and the team that is being picked to win the MAC this year in girls, the Harpersville Lady Hornets, upended last year by Unadilla Valley in the semifinals, but then went on to the Class C State Championship game before losing. They'll host Bainbridge-Guilford Tuesday night, 7:15 start. Next Thursday, it's been rare to do a Thursday game in 7 years of doing this. I get two in consecutive weeks. It'll be BG Unitigo girls Thursday night and BG Unitigo boys at Unitigo Friday night. Nice ball movement by Green. It ends with a Zach Wentlet baseline shot, left side, missed it. And a putback by Justin Ekstrom, and that's his second basket of a similar nature. After the double team, I'll talk about that in a second. Kozak trying to go up and against the defense and can't hit it. He's on the deck. Meanwhile, Cameron Race surveying the field. He goes to Wentlet, left side. A nice little finger roll up and in. Wentlet with 7 first quarter points. 13-6. Warriors trail by 7. Vibber, diagonal pass to Kozak. He's going to challenge Davis. 10-footer, up and good. And Davis kind of has a smirk on his face. I probably should have contested it. But he backed off at the last second. Kozak had a freebie there. Nice shot. Nothing but net. 13-8. Sydney's staying man-to-man, but so far Green has got some plays, and they just did a double team to the three-man Wentlet. Wentlet with 9 points, but a great pass that time. And a steal in the open court by Ekstrom. Driving in is Grace, and will it fall? It does fall. Nice play by Green defensively. Foul will be on Jordan Constable, his first. 17-2. 17-8. The lead is open up to 9. Davis comes down to the bench, replaced by number 33, Josh Herbert. McKee had come out of the ball game briefly, replaced by Trey Larson, 6'3 junior, the tallest player for Sydney this year. A lot of new faces. Shot is up and good. Cameron Race with a three-point play. So he'll be subbed for with Luke Day, who is a 5'7 sophomore. Erickson, by the way, Luke Erickson, 21, is a freshman, a 5'9 freshman. Mino, long pass to break the press to Vibbert. Vibbert almost stolen away. Controls it and passes to Mino. Mino to the right side, Vibbert. They keep it on the perimeter. Zone defense right now. More of a 2-3 zone defense by Green. Mixing things up. Pass across the way to Kozak. Underneath Wyatt McKee. Cross-court pass to Vibbert. Keeps it inbounds. Mino fakes. Goes for the three. It's short. Tapped up by Ekstrom. Got an extra bounce off the rim that helped his cause. Wetlet going up against Mino. Gets by him. The free throw is good. And he's fouled. Zach Wetlet. Awesome exhibition here of offense. And that foul's going to go. And looks like it goes against Pat Member, his first. Sydney's third team foul. And a short timeout with 1:06 to go in the first quarter. It is Green 20 and Sydney 8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And the free throw, as expected, for Wentlock is good. He's got 13 points already in the first quarter. 21-8 is the score. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. Oh boy, don't tell me I've got the wrong score. I have to check that. 21-8 is the score on the scoreboard anyway. Well, if I'm off by two, I know why. I pass inside to McKee, who gave up on it. He had a nice bounce pass coming in from Trey Larson on the left, underneath the left side of the basket. And he didn't catch it at first, and then he didn't go after it. It simply bounced out of bounds. Right into the hands of Green for the inbounds. Kozak now is guarding against Luke Day, the 5'7 sophomore. Just went behind his back not once, but twice. And now through the legs, a lot of dribble. And he kicks a pass back to Luke Erickson. And he's a freshman, so they get a lot of youth. A little bit of youth they have is in the lineup right now. Fall away shot by Ekstrom, missed it. And three Sydney players ran into each other on the try for the rebound. And coming from behind to commit the foul is Justin Barnes, one of those three. And it's a frustrating start to the Sydney part of the game tonight here in the home team Friday night, 21-8 with 18.9 seconds to go. Pass comes in to Wentlett, guarded by Mino. Wentlett to the right side, and Green spreads it out a little bit and runs a play off the man defense. And an up and down going to be called against number 33, Josh Herbert. I credit McKee with the defense on that play. And Green pressing, and that's going to be a little too aggressive. A blocking foul. That goes, looks like it goes against Luke Day. That's his first. Nearly a steal by Josh Herbert. Oh, no, it will be a steal. The pair of 33s going up. Sydney looking extremely complacent, if I can say so right now. Green is aggressive, and they're going for it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ekstrom for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. No foul on that rebound attempt, but it's been Green, led by Zach Wentlett, up to a 21-8 first quarter lead here in Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Boys Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the error of my ways was easy to pick out because I gave Zach Wentlett the basket before the timeout, and then I gave it to him again after the timeout. So I just took that away, and we're good. 21-8, he had 11 first quarter points. Mino threw a double team, passes over to Kozak, open right side for three, off the back of the rim. Good rebound by Constable, gives it back to Kozak. A little floater, missed it. They tapped it up once and twice, and it's going to be ball. McKee and Day tied up, and it'll be Green's ball because Sydney just started with possession. Want to say hi to somebody who had a lot of internet following last year, Hunter Sowersby, checking in from Wells College. Not like I didn't know it was him when they said checking in from Wells College. So hello to Hunter. Good luck on your finals. Come back safely. Traveling on Luke Day. Good hustle by Justin Barnes playing some heads-up defense. Sydney definitely has to pick up the defense because Green has many plays that they've run. No two look the same. And they run them with good execution. Kozak spreads the teammates out to go one-on-one against Zach Wentlett. And Wentlett gets called for the foul and nods his head. He knew he had committed the defensive infraction. So Kozak will come to the line. 4 points for him. Just four field goals for Sydney. In the first quarter, 0 for 2 from the line, Nick Mino, but Bill Kozak makes the first of two here. We had a tie at 2, and that was it. After that, Green just took right off. Kozak's second shot is good. He's got 6 of Sydney's 10. Sydney going to try some pressure and almost a steal by Justin Barnes. Dangerous high passes to beat the double team, but Green gets it down there anyway, and underneath the finish for Josh Herbert, a good-looking good-looking press buster there. Mino up the right side. Barnes finds Kozak left wing, who fakes the pass. The zone defense 2-3 variety for Green, and they are aware of where Kozak is at all times. Barnes still at the point, goes to Kozak inside. Mino cuts the lane and gets it to go. Nice two-man play between the two most experienced returning players for Sydney. And a throwaway by Justin Ekstrom of Green. I noticed sometimes when Sydney's double-teaming on the defense that they like to go high with their passes. That one was too high. It did look a bit dangerous. All right, so Kozak's taking the point now, guarded by Cameron Race. He'll fly for three, and it's good! He had enough space in between he and Race. 9 points, the first three-pointer for Kozak and Sydney. Now it's down to an 8-point lead. And Kozak whacking the ball away, leaping in the air on another dangerous pass from Green. Somehow the continuity is lacking a little bit in this quarter for the Trojans. So Coach Rick Smith is going to bring in the last guy to see action for Green. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players. All 9 players have now been on the court. Well, Sydney's staying in man-to-man. 6 minutes to go in the first half, 23-15. Ekstrom left alone for three, off the back of the rim. Chased down in there. trying for the save. Green is going to hustle at least to get it. They don't get him. At least they hustled. Sidney simply tried to protect the space over by Paul Foote sitting there in the stands. Well, not a great crowd here tonight, but they've got a decent amount of people here from Green, no question about that. Sidney will play in the Tom Schwann consolation round tomorrow against Whitney Point. This is only Green's second game. Barnes to Mino. They give Mino some space, but he's not going to shoot it. He keeps dribbling, though. Green in the zone defense, hanging in there for a while. Oh, a blind pass coming back, and lucky for Sidney that it was along the sideline, knocked out away there by the freshman, Luke Erickson. 8 seconds on the shot by Kozak. NBA three and just missed. McKee from behind trying to outleap Brandon Davis, who was checked back in. Well, he did outleap him, but he also went up over the back. So, foul. I see the Brzee face. Oh, a steal by Justin Barnes. Saves to Kozak for the layup. It's good. Justin Barnes with quick hands. My goodness. Kozak now with 11 points. 23-17. Sidney down by 6. Almost a steal by Kozak. And then a pass deflected by Mino, collected by McKee. Sidney on the run. Kozak going to go for 3 the right wing, but it's short. Rebound. Oh, Kozak and Mino went for the rebound at the same time, bumped into each other. Here comes Race. Nice play underneath. Race gets the ball back off the glass. No good, too hard. Into the hands of Erickson, and now McKee a little too wild. He's going up for the block. I think he commits the body foul. No, take that back. Number 11, Justin Barnes. That's his second. I thought that was on McKee the way he leaped and tried to block that shot. So 4:44 on the second quarter clock. 23-17, Green has been held to just a bucket. 2 at the line. Well, freshman Luke Erickson makes the first one. Impressed with the overall free throw shooting, Green. Yeah, they're 5 for 5. Back in the game now is the big guy, 6'4", Talon Brooks. Got 2 points. No, he doesn't. I'm sorry, Brandon Davis has 2 points. Ooh, the first miss for Erickson and Green. Score stays at 24-17. Kozak, all alone on the left side. They didn't have him tracked on that one. Took a while for Mito to find him. Brandon Bissette in the ball game, number 10. Or, excuse me, Pat Vivert back in the game, number 10. My bad. McKee, the pass patted by Race. Out of bounds. Vivert will inbound. It's Kozak, Vivert, Mino, Constable, and McKee. The starting lineup is back in there for Sidney. McKee at the high post, off to Vivert for 3. Air ball. Far side, though, is Mino. Up and under, no. McKee with a rebound. Tenacious on the boards, Wyatt McKee. Didn't have the touch there, but he gets 2 at the line, and that foul's going to go against Colin Brooks of Green. That's 2 on him, 5 team fouls overall for the guests from Green. And McKee is at the line for the first time. He has 2 points in the game tonight. Misses the shot. McKee was 0 for 1 against Fuss Valley. And he was 2 for 4 against Windsor, and he's 1 for 2 here as he makes the second shot. 24-18, back to a 6-point deficit. Double team, and a nice jump pass from Erickson today. Back to Erickson inside. Cross the key to wide open. Brooks misses on the 10-foot baseline shot. Rebound, Jordan Constable. Sidney definitely getting more aggressive. Kozak on the right wing makes the 3-pointer. It rates a little bit off the ground. Left side, Vivert back. They're going to keep it on the perimeter. Kozak thought about a 3. And he goes back to Mino. Now high post to McKee, back to Mino. Left side, Vivert back to Mino. And on the shot clock, stop and pop from the elbow up to the right side. The ball is going to go out of bounds. It will be Green's basketball. That I truly did not know who was going to get the ball. Sidney in a man-to-man press. They're leaving the inbound passer alone and double-teaming whoever gets the ball. Green showing some poise. Oh, a steal by Mino, though, just as I say that. 2-on-1. Mino's going to fake the pass, and a reverse layup. That's a move you want to do if you're playing a game of horse. Very awkward spin, but it went in for Mino, and now it's a four-point game, 24-20. Steal by Constable as they try to break the press. Kozak goes up, and knowing he's not going to get the shot off cleanly, he also did kind of a circus shot and drew the foul. Going to go on number 21, Luke Erickson. So Sydney showing life here in front of the home fans. Kozak with a game high, or team high, 11. He's tied with Zach Wentlet for game high with 11, and Wentlet ready to check in after Kozak makes the first of two and takes over the game lead with 12. So Wentlet was out for a while, and the continuity seemed to decrease a bit. Ooh, Kozak misses that one. 24-21. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Rabideau halftime report coming up at halftime. Wentlet. Little help defense there by Constable. So the pass comes over to Davis. Davis is going to drive in hard. Whoa, got away with a travel there. The shot inside by Brooks misses. Davis powers his way up for the follow-up, but he misses. And as Vino is breaking away down the court, he gets tripped from behind by Brandon Davis. Break for Sydney. But also a break for Green. I say that because Davis got away with an extra step inside. So the end result for Sydney is they actually get Nick Vino at the line for a 1-1. And he makes the first one. 7 points for Mino with a guard-heavy scoring chart for Sydney so far. Ekstrom comes back in, replacing Cameron Race. But Mino can bring Sydney to within one with a free throw here. That shoots, scores. 8 for Mino, 12 for Kozak. 20 of the 23 points. Wyatt McKee has the other three. Sydney continuing to play the pressure defense. Three-court ball, nearly a steal by Vibbert. Alone underneath is Brooks. The fall away, good defense by McKee, no good. But Constable will hack the rebounder, Brandon Davis, who was on the weak side and got that flailing shot. So with 2:17 to play, Brandon Davis at the line for the first time tonight. Shot is up and no good. Substitution for Sydney. Trey Larson checks back in, 6'3 junior. Replacing Jordan Constable, who now has two fouls. No good. Off by Wentlet. The finger roll is good. That's Wentlet's first points of the second quarter, 26-23. Bounce pass inside. McKee off his hands gets it back to Larson. Larson got the ball partially blocked. And again, the quicker hands from Green recovering the ball. 1:50 to play in the half. 26-23, Green on top. Wentlet to Ekstrom into the corner left side. A give and go. It's a nice fake. But the shot blocked by Larson. Second try is good. For Ekstrom. Justin Ekstrom with 6 points. 28-23. Vibbert on the right wing. Still the zone defense by Green. Coming out of it is Kozak. To the left side, Mino takes the three. Wide open is Larson at the foul line. Oh, in and out. That one spun in and out. It was the right play. They hit a seam in that zone where Trey Larson had an open shot. Wentlet. Oh, Wentlet committing a carry, and I guess they're just not going to call it this year. I've seen worse. That was pretty blatant. 54 seconds to go. Wentlet. Nice give and go to Brooks, but it's off his hands. It was the ideal play. Wentlet got the defense to commit on a double team, passed it along the lane to Brooks. Brooks could not hang on. Break for Sydney as they trail by five. 50 seconds to go. Mino to the right. Vibbert. Oh, Vibbert right back to Kozak. And backcourt is the play. Vibbert tried to throw it to Kozak. Ekstrom anticipated it and blocked it, and then Vibbert got it right back and threw it anyway, but threw it backcourt. 28-23. Green with the ball and a five-point lead. Sydney has not had the lead at all. They were within one at 24-23. It's now 28-23. 32 seconds to go. They can't play for the last shot. Went left, cranks it for three, but it's way off the mark, and it's a rebound by Larson. Larson will outlet to Nick Mino slowly up the court, and they will play for a last shot. Like they might isolate for Mino. Vivert comes out of a screen to the top of the key. Inside, wide open is Wyatt McKee. He's got the shot blocked. His second try is a block, but this time he gets two shots. Oh, my goodness. Everybody was watching to see where Kozak was going to go. He went around a double screen, and when the Green players followed him, Wyatt McKee was wide open under the basket, and Vivert hit him with a pass. That was a good basketball play. McKee at the line with this one. McKee's 4 points, 2 for 3 from the line. 28-24, 28-25. Good-looking shots there. 6.9 seconds to go. Wetlet up the left side. Wetlet with 4 seconds inside. The shot is up and good for number 15, Joe Miranda. A 30-25, what Coach Brzee is not happy about right now is that they gave up those last 2 points as Green got the ball down quickly. Maybe they thought that Wentlett was going to crank it long, but nope, he got the ball down inside. And a nice play by Miranda, because Joe Miranda at the end, he pump faked before making that shot. So Green stumbled a bit in that second quarter as they played everybody. Sydney, to their credit, down as much as 13, brought it back to within one, but now it's 30-25 in favor of Green. Time for our Rabideau halftime report, so stick around. We'll have the scoring recap and try to find some other things to talk about. It's live Triton High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It is a good MAC game opener for both teams, Sydney and Green. Green with a 30-25 lead as we go to halftime, and time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions for you with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT. Two quarters of play, and each team dominated one of those quarters. For Green, they really put it out there the first quarter with 21 first quarter points, 4-for-4 from the line, and 11 points from Zach Wentlett, who is coming back averaging as a junior last year almost 14 points a game. He certainly controls the offense. He's not the point guard usually, that's Cameron Race's job, but Wentlett certainly is the glue that holds this team together. But one of the things I like with Rick Smith is he's playing all nine guys. All nine guys have a role, all nine guys have a function, and seem to be fulfilling that function. Sydney is trying to find the nooks and crannies that can get through this much taller team. And for a while in the second quarter, they seem to be able to do that. Guard-heavy play, though, by Nick Mino and Bill Kozak. Here's the scoring recap for you for Sydney. Kozak with 12 points. He's got Sydney's only three-pointer, and he is 3-for-4 from the foul line. Nick Mino is 2-for-4 from the line. He's got 8 points overall. And Wyatt McKee, the only other one scoring for Sydney, he's got 5 points on the basket and 3-for-4 free throw shooting. So give credit to Sydney for making 8 of 10 free throws in that second quarter. They were 0-for-2 in the first quarter, so they're 8-for-12 overall, a decent 75%, or excuse me, 67% for the Warriors. Green, a little bit better, although they were just 1-for-4 in the second quarter. They were 4-for-4 in the first quarter, so 5-for-8 overall. But Wetlap leads all scorers with 13. 2 points for Joe Miranda, 1 for Luke Erickson on 1-of-2 shooting from the line. Cameron Race had a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. He's got those 3. Justin Ekstrom, 3 baskets for 6. Josh Herbert, a basket for 2. Brandon Davis has a basket 0-for-2 from the line. Colin Brooks has played as has Luke Day, but has not scored. So 11 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. That came from Wetlap early on. And then 5-for-8 from the line. Some of the other games going on in the Mid-State Athletic Conference tonight would involve Harpersville at Deposit. Unitigo is at Walton tonight. Unadilla Valley at Delhi and Oxford at Hancock. And all of those games seem to have beaten the Mother Nature force that's going to be hitting us tomorrow. A lot of things going on tomorrow. A lot of wrestling tournaments. There's an Elmira tournament. There's the Jarvis Wildcat Memorial at Athens, Pennsylvania. I don't think any of our local schools are in that. The Marathon Duels are tomorrow. Shenango Valley Duels are tomorrow. And Sydney has added or replaced the game yesterday with, excuse me, last Saturday was the first round, should have been last Friday, of the Tom Schwan Tournament in Norwich. Norwich defeated Whitney Point, and Sydney lost to Suss Valley. So the 5:30 consolation round will be Sydney taking on Whitney Point. It's an old Susquehanna matchup, so that'll be another good test for Sydney. Tonight, forgot to mention it, SUNY Cortland is the Section 4 Open Invitational Indoor Track Meet. So the indoor track kids are getting some experience. Deposit hold at Sydney today. You gonna put something together for me? Okay, oh, here we go. The official press release, indoor track meet at Ithaca. Oh, it's at Ithaca tomorrow. It was supposed to be at SUNY Cortland today, wasn't it? Oh, one tonight, one tomorrow. Okay, so they'll be at the A&E Center in Ithaca tomorrow at 10 a.m. So make sure you're on that bus. Let's see. I think, oh, Boeing was deposited in Sydney today, Green at Hancock, Afton at Oxford, and Walton at Bainbridge-Guildford. Just a reminder that next week's games, Bainbridge-Guildford will take on, the girls will take on Harpersville on Tuesday night, 7:15, rough start. BG girls then play Unitigo. That will be Thursday, again, 7:15 or so, and then BG Unitigo boys to round out our pre-Christmas games at 7:15, 7:30 time at Unitigo. Last night, I did the BG Afton girls game, or boys game, rather, and I watched the girls game. There were several BG players not in attendance, but BG defeated Afton 45-40. They were led by Morgan Bullets with 10 points and Abby Smith with 13, as well as Taylor Palmateer, three returning starters for Bainbridge-Guildford. So they accounted for most of those points. Afton was led by Peyton Cutting with 14 and Sierra Palmateer with 8, as well as Bailey Sherman with 9. And I do have to apologize. Last night, tell you the power of radio in a negative way. How you doing, Ralph? Is that I was told by somebody at the gym last night that the Afton boys JV team lost to Bainbridge-Guildford. That is not true. That was not true. I found out from JV coach Trevor Bean. So I did apologize to him in person, but I said I would also apologize on the air. So Afton, I don't know the score of it, but Bainbridge-Guildford and Afton played the JV game at 4-something in the afternoon, and Afton won by roughly 20 points. So didn't want to make that right and correct the mistake. All right, we'll take another break. When we come back, it'll be the second half. And hopefully we're all charged up on the cell phone again and ready for another good half of basketball like we had in this first half, with Green leading Sydney 30-25 in the MAC opener for both squads. And you're listening to it live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, welcome back. Rabideau Halftime Report. 563 Heat, Rabideau Energy Products, 563 Heat, and Sydney and Green starting the second half, and again, aggressiveness by Green. I was trying to get the sponsorship done, and boy, Nick Mino handed it in to Jordan Constable, and Constable was going to hand it right back, and Zach Ekstrom came up and challenged Constable with the ball, and they wound up getting a possession arrow out of it. That is not something you expect. I've never seen that at the beginning of the second half, beginning of any quarter, actually, where it's possession arrow. Nice defense by Pat Vivert. Boy, he is hawking Luke Erickson everywhere he goes. So Zach Ekstrom says, I'll take the shot, and he hits a three-pointer. Justin Ekstrom with 9 points now. He's got the second three-pointer for Green, and the Trojan lead is at 8, 33-25. McKee makes the shot, goes in, it scores. We'll see if it counts. Oh, they're going to say that it was well before. And Sydney fans not happy. What happened was McKee got a pass at the about the elbow. He faked the shot, went in and drove. The whistle blew, he put it up, it went in. And, of course, he didn't get the break. Meanwhile, the follow-up jumper is good. He's done that twice now. So I'm going to have to think that's a standard move for him, 33-27. Still the pressure defense by Sydney, but that leaves somebody open inside. That's Wentlet's going to drive the lane, and he missed the shot but got bumped in the process. And as Green fans know, that's about as good as it gets for Green. He is a crackerjack free throw shooter. Bob's going to go on Pat Vivert of Sydney, his second. Went left up and gets it to go. Wasn't the prettiest, but it did go in. 14 points for the senior. Now, I don't know if he's going to get close to 1,000 this year, and that's a dying breed because there are less games in a season now. But free throws could help him get there. He made them both. He's got 15, and he is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. So a minute plus into play, 35-27 in favor of Green. Mino drives in, spin move, the fake. Oh, nice pass inside to Constable. He got the shot blocked. Ball chose to wait to go up, and he pays the price. Got the shot blocked, and back over to Green. Inside extra. Oh, he lost the basketball, and now a traveling or double dribble, whichever you prefer. The official call travel, but he also double dribbled. All right, so it's 1 and 2. 1 is Constable, 2 is Mino. You got Hibbard, McKee, and Kozak, and Mino did another one of those spin moves, but came up missing the shot. Wentlett, nice no-look pass inside. Erickson kicks it out to the corner for Ekstrom. Oh, my! Justin Ekstrom with back-to-back three-pointers. And that opens up a 9-point. Make that an 11-point lead, 38-27. Bibbard around the screen. Oh, the give-and-go into Constable, guarded by Ekstrom. Constable, the fall-away is way off. That's a bad extra. He's going to go up against Constable, and it fizzes out. That's why you never take anything for granted, and McKee runs with the ball instead of passes the ball. That's a break for Green just after Sidney got a break with a missed layup. Now this is high school basketball, and these kind of things do happen. Not that the coach could be happy about it. Extra inside. Oh, nice steal by McKee. He stole the bounce pass. Up and over to Kozak, left side, driving in. The floating jumper, no good. Rebound, Erickson. Erickson up the middle of the floor. Bibbard stands his guard. The shot misses. McKee with a rebound, but he could not hang on to it. Race passes out to Ekstrom. Three-point again! 3 3-pointers in 3 consecutive shots. My goodness, 41-27. It is a shooting clinic by Justin Ekstrom. And a foul on Luke Erickson, right in the open court, guarding Kozak. 5:07 left, third quarter. Green smoking the Nets with Justin Ekstrom, 3 3-pointers. Kozak goes to Bibbard, right back to Billy. Billy goes left side, guarded by Erickson. Front of screen by McKee. Nice jump shot by Kozak, but it rolls off the rim to the left side. Rebound Ekstrom. Up to Race, quickly up to Erickson, back out to Race. Oh, a blind pass, literally, to Zach Wentlett. Ekstrom ducked. Ekstrom on the weak side, coming around the screen, gets the pass from Erickson, and it's an easy 2 points for Justin Ekstrom. Mino going to drive in. His shot off the rim, no good. McKee, the fall away. Shot is blocked by Davis. Good defensive play. McKee did not go up hard enough. Driving in his Wentlett. Ball to the middle of the rim, or the bottom of the rim, rather, and came back down. Bibbard with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Coming around the screen is Kozak. Kozak weaves it to Mino. Mino. Three-pointer, good. Nick Mino finally stops the streak of points with a three-pointer, his first of the game in 13 points. 3:50 to go, 43-30. 16 points was the largest lead for Green. Wentlett gave up his dribble after one, passing around the perimeter to the right. Davis, a little baby hook. And that's good. Davis with his second basket for 4. Green's shooting percentage has been excellent, and ironically, the thing that's missed was the layups. 3:23 to play. Third quarter in Sydney, 45-30. Both teams looking for their first win. Mino for 3 at the around the rim, and no good. That's that soft rim I was talking about. Wentlett, a layup on the left side with the right hand, but he protected the ball from a blocked shot. Nice work there by Wentlett. Under 3 minutes to go. Kozak, fall away on the baseline, and it's good. My goodness. A lot of contact, no call. I don't know how he got that to go. There's a layup missed by Harrison. Little fouled by Vibbert. Bad outlet pass, but McKee steals it back. Now sloppy passing, but they stayed with it. Kozak again with the flop to the floor after putting the shot up. This one didn't go, though. Not that Kozak's not trying, that's for sure. The right-hand bank shot from Wetlet about 10 feet away. He's got 19. 19 for Wetlet, 17 for Ekstrom. Together, they've outscored Sydney 36-32. It's now 49-32. Kozak around the screen, guarded by Erickson. Top of the key for Mino. Sydney, a little lackadaisical on their offense. Mino to a baseline Constable. Air ball. Constable not comfortable shooting the basketball. He was wide open that time. Inside Wetlat, driving hard, misses it. On the follow-up, weak side, Brandon Davis, offensive boards. Green is doing everything right in this game, and it certainly helps offensive rebounding-wise. When somebody misses, somebody else is there to put it in. Mino on the left wing. Takes the right, goes left. Along the baseline, tough shot there also. Mino with 15. He's got 7 in this quarter, 51-34. 19-point lead down to 17. Ekstrom for 3 again. Nothing back net. He loved this side of the court. Oh, my goodness. 4 3-pointers in this quarter. 20 in the game. 54-34. Largest lead of the game, 20. Kozak drives through a double team but misses the layup. We are in a fast mode for sure. Only 3 fouls called in this quarter. Erickson to Wetlack. Draws the defense. They kick it over to him again. He is certainly on fire as it ever has been in this gym. 5 shots from 3-point range and 5 baskets. 15 points. Bada bing. 57-34. Kozak to Mino. Mino, now he backs out. Sydney spreading the offense. Vibbert on the right wing, coming in as McKee. Going in hard off the glass. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Well, Sydney shots inside have not been that good. That foul will be on Ekstrom, about the only thing he's done wrong that quarter. That still has 12.1 seconds. McKee at the line. It's up. It's no good. Now, this basket is not kind to Sydney, that's for sure. So substitutions, Justin Barnes and Trey Larson come in, replacing Billy Kozak and Jordan Constable. Oh, wait a minute. No, just Justin Barnes. Yeah, for Bill Kozak. McKee makes the second one. He's got 6 points. We have 6 seconds to go. Nice pass, and Davis on a short jumper from the baseline. And that will end the story. What a quarter by the Green Trojans. They hardly missed the shot. 59-35. They scored 29 in that quarter. 5 3-pointers all. Justin Ekstrom. We've still got another quarter to go. Stick around. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, without a doubt, the best offensive display I've seen by doing games in this gym. Justin Ekstrom, 5 shots from 3-point range and 5 baskets. He also had an inside shot. They scored 29 points and only missed, to my knowledge, only missed 3 layups inside. And one of the layups was put back up and in by Brandon Davis. He had a baby hook for a basket. Zach Wentlett had a bank shot. It was a give and go, and the shot missed. That one was wild by Luke Day. 59-35. Sydney's got a tough hill to climb. Mino going to drive in on Luke Day. They get the ball to McKee. Somehow they got the ball off and it missed. He got it partially blocked but continued on. Day avoids Mino, who had fallen down trying to stop. Up and good on the shot by Josh Herbert, who's in the ballgame for Green. So it's Mino, Hibbard, Barnes, McKee, and Larson. Larson is top of the key to Barnes. Barnes on the left wing, coming out as Mino. To the right side for Vibbert. Vibbert down low for McKee. McKee going in, going up, and he got the shot blocked, and a jump ball. McKee brings the ball down so low that it's an easy chance to swipe it, and that's going to be another Green possession arrow. They've got Ekstrom, Day, Wentlett, who's being double-teamed right now near half court, and a timeout asked for by Coach Rick Smith. So we'll take a break. 6:41 to go in this ball game. 59-35, a short timeout it is. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So we're back for that timeout, and I know that timeout was simply to avoid a steal called from the bench. And Green controls the inbounds. Oh, a long free for Ekstrom. Nope, the magic is gone after that shot. He tried one from 25 feet. It starts to remind me of Eric Miley from the state championship team of 1998. Remember how long some of his shots used to be, but when he was in the zone, he was cranking them, and he was getting them to go, especially up in Lemoyne in the state quarterfinals. Starts the game against Hannibal with a three-pointer from 30 feet out. Nice play, a basic pick-and-roll play, and coming around on the weak side screen was Wyatt McKee. Good pass back to the basics for Sydney. And there's a steal. Mino going up and scoring it. In, under pressure, too. There's a stop and pop for Wellen, but it's short. Rebound McKee. Outlets to Vibbert. Sydney catching some mojo now. Vibbert coming all the way up, and he's fouled before he can get off a shot. 5:54 left in the ballgame. Sydney down by 20, 59-39. And they'll set up an out-of-bounds play that's kind of spread out. Some screens, some double screens, and now it's Mino on the left baseline trying to drive. And after all the aggressiveness that we've seen tonight, that looked like a little touch foul. They're going to call it on Luke Day. Day was his third, I believe. 15 foul on Green. Sydney's only committed one. Nobody's in foul trouble. Mino moving without the ball very well to get that inbound pass. There's the 17-footer, but it's short. Rebound McKee. The fake. He goes up. Gets the shot blocked again. Poor Wyatt McKee has had his shot blocked about 4 times in the second half. But he keeps trying. Mino triple-teamed and simply gave up the ball. He couldn't find Trey Larson on the low road. They got the ball taken away by Justin Ekstrom. Wentlett to teammate Josh Herbert, who did a nice baseline drive. His second basket, both have been baseline drives. 5:07 to go, 61-39. Mathematically, probably out of it, but Sydney's going to still try to get some points going. Barnes to Vibbert, three-pointer, good. That's Vibbert's first basket, and the first one not named Mino, McKee, or Kosak to make a shot. 61-42. Ekstrom for another three. Off the mark this time. So after five in a row, he's missed two. But he comes in and gets a pass and goes up to draw a foul on the putback. And that's on Nick Mino. I have him down for two. So does the scoreboard. It'll be Ekstrom at the line for the first time. This one goes everywhere on the backboard and the rim and still goes in. That kind of night for that young man. So Luke Erickson, the freshman, comes off. Replaced by, I believe, Brandon Davis is back in. Extra good, and he'll be sub four. After a 25.9, he might be done for the night. He's got to feel very, very happy with his shooting. 63-42. Kozak back in the ballgame for Sydney, along with Trey Larson, Pat Vibbert, Nick Mino, and Wyatt McKee. Mino will be hit or held or whatever the term is. Joe Miranda committing the foul. He just came in the ballgame for Justin Ekstrom. 4:24 left. They need an inbound. Vibbert takes it from around the screen. Back outside as Wyatt McKee is covered inside. Larson waits. Guarded closely by Miranda. Now it's Kozak. 20 on the shot clock. McKee is going to bounce. Oh, no, he's going to kick it back to Vibbert. Threw his hands, but he got it back near the scorer's table. Now it's Kozak. Kozak on Wetla. The shot is up, and the shot is no good. But there's contact on the shot. In fact, those two kind of do a low five. Seventh team foul on Green. Third on Wemba. Kozak at the line makes the first one. Billy had 12 first half points. This is his third point of the second half. 4 for 5. 4 for 6 from the free throw line. He's got 15. We'll have those awards coming up at the end of the game. The NBC Bank Outstanding Offense, Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense, and the new Echo Brand All-Purpose Award tonight. Nice pass inside to Miranda. He backed in nicely. Ball fake, head fake, basket. Basic post move in there. Mino, last second, gives it to McKee. McKee got the shot blocked again. McKee had a wide open path to the basket and got it blocked. Sydney retained possession, and Mino will put it in for the basket for Sydney. 19 points from Mino, 65-35. There's a steal by Mino. Vibbert recovers, 3-on-2. Kozak, big shot, good. Kozak with 17, 3:12 to play, 65-47. Sydney is giving it their all. Pass down low. And a shot put up by Herbert along the right baseline this time. His two shots have come in on the left baseline. That's going to be a foul on Wyatt McKee. His second. Team's third. That's a shooting foul for Herbert. Up and good. 5 points for him now. Coming off the floor is sophomore Luke Day. And waiting to go in is senior Calvin Brooks. 66-47. It's good. Four over. He makes two of them. He's got 6 points. And it looks like Josh Herbert might be done for the night. Kozak up the right side with less than 3 minutes to go. Sydney trailing by 20 points, 67-47. A 29-point third quarter for Green. 5 3-pointers in a row by Justin Ekstrom. Three-pointer by Vibbert. Missed it. Mino with a rebound. Double-teamed over in the corner, and then a push against Joe Miranda. Miranda's got his second foul of the night. And it's Mino at the line for Sydney. Well, Kozak and Mino, the guards for the Warriors, have combined for 36, now 37 points. 20 points for Mino, his career high. It's 17 against Windsor. Second shot, no good. Ball batted around. Nice play by Wyatt McKee to keep it alive. It's Larson to Mino. An unorthodox shot. Driving in. Basket is good. Well, as I said, not giving up. It's 67-50 with 2:33 to go. Looks like our final timeout, perhaps, for the night. It's live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney's going to put on some man-to-man traps, and they do come up with a steal off the inbound. Kozak with the foul. Mino for three off the back of the rim. McKee going for the rebound, got blocked out. It's Cameron Rice up the floor. Wow, they didn't start the clock, but there's a varying opinion on how much time actually elapsed. The Green people think it's 25. The referee says 4. I think it's somewhere in between. They're going to make it, they go from 2:33 to 2:38, so about 5 seconds. And the shot clock is going to be changed as well to 31. All right, I think we're set. So it's Race, Wentlett, Brooks, Miranda, and Davis. Nearly a backcourt. Oh, Wentlett from behind, stolen away by Kozak, but somewhere there's going to be a foul. That's going to go against Vibbert, I guess. It wasn't Kozak. Kozak did the unthinkable. He went behind Wentlett as he drove past him and knocked the ball away. I love that play. If I were faster, I could do it myself. 67-50, as close as Sydney's gotten in quite a while. McGinn from Wentlett to Race, back to Wentlett. 30 on the shot clock. Inside, Miranda blocked by Vibbert, but that's going to also be with a foul. Going to be called as a hack. And that'll be one, or that'll be 4 on Vibbert as Joe Miranda comes to the line for the first time tonight. A perfect 6-for-6 for Green in the second half. And that's been spoiled. Miranda, a 6'3 sophomore. It's interesting. Green has all seniors except 2 sophomores and a freshman. There are no juniors. So you know that they, Miranda, and Erickson will form the nucleus of this team next year. And a steal to David. He just took it. He ripped it out of the hands of Trey Larson after the 2 misses. Wow, that's not the first time that's happened for Green tonight. Mino, the turnaround off the back of the rim, no good. Davis from behind, probably could have been called for over the back, but was not. It'll be Sydney's ball with a minute 56 to go, trailing by 19. So this will be Green's victory. Into McKee. McKee's going to go for it again. This time he gets the shot off, but it's too hard. Maybe he thought it was going to be blocked. Tough shot. Tough shooting that inside for Wyatt McKee. He's got most of those shots blocked. He still mustered 8 points, though, and is showing a good touch for the free throw line. 19 on the shot clock. Grace Wentlett on the outside. Brooks sets the screen. Wentlett drives in and will hit the deck. He gets fouled by somebody. It's up to the official to figure out who. That'll be on McKee, his third. Some of the Afton kids have come up to watch this game after last night playing and beating BG on that buzzer beater. Close buzzer beater. Wentlett with a free throw is good. Second shot. Ooh, it's short. He missed. And I could see the sour look on his face. So minute 24 to go. And we'll get a few subs in to finish this game. Bibber to the left side for Mino. Mino driving hard. The stop. The fake. He's going to hang the jumper. It's off the mark. McKee springs for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Up. And that'll get those subs in the game. Riley Howard, number 32, a 6'2 junior. And number 3 is Brandon Bissett, a 6-foot junior. Bibbard and McKee will sit down. Done for the night. Inbounds play for Sydney. Kozak into the corner for Bissett. Out to Mino. Mino driving hard around the screen by Riley Holland, and Mino with a basket. Mino with 24. He's one short of just an extra for top honors. Like another sub for Sydney coming in shortly with 45 seconds to go. You can't complain to backcourt relation on Green, by the way. You can't complain about Green not emptying the bench because they emptied the bench in the second quarter. They have just 9 players. And everybody has performed their function very well tonight. Now into the game, number 22, Tanner Shunk. He's a 5'11 junior. He replaces Nick Mina, who will finish with 24 points. 39.8 seconds to go. Sydney has Tanner Shunk, Bill Kozak, Trey Larson, Brandon Bissett, and Riley Howland. Howland at the high post to Bissett around the screen. Bissett lost his dribble. Pass over to Kozak. Kozak into the corner. And the running one-hander for Tanner Shunk. His first shot is good. Could be his only shot as there's 15 seconds to go. The other 22 is Cameron Race. And the point guard, he's guarded by Tanner Shunk. 7 seconds to go. They will not shoot the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. So, 70-54, high-scoring win for Green over the Sydney Warriors, who are still looking for that first win. Green gets their first win after a good comeback against Chenango Valley the other night. So we'll have to get those totals going for you. And, of course, the post-game awards and all of that good stuff. And with Green being local enough for me anyway, we'll see what we got. So stick around. It is the post-game show after the 70-54 win for the varsity team of Green. The JV game was won by Sydney, who scored 60 points in that win. So stick around. It's the post-game show on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com.
Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, welcome back. We hope that these totals are going to be right. I know Sydney says right. Green might be a point difference, but we'll hope for the best on this. All right, our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by the following sponsors. NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. By Echo Brands of Sydney, the all-purpose award sponsor. Echo Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best of all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And by our dynamic defense award sponsor, Mang Insurance. Mang Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. And they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO at Mang Insurance. We insure your life. Well, Green got off to a good start, as I said, a 21-8 first quarter lead. Sydney was able to break the press and get some turnovers and get back in the game. They trailed 21-20 and 24-23 before Green scored the last points of the quarter and made a 30-25 first half lead. And they never got any closer as Justin Ekstrom put on a shooting clinic. He made 5 3-pointers in 5 3-point attempts in that one quarter alone. And that really was the difference in the game, as Sydney still held tight after that. They played them even. And Zach Wentlett, of course, he was the other dynamic guy there. And one of the problems I had with him was numbers-wise. I didn't add correctly, so I should have that right. I believe he finished with 20. I got him down for 21 points, 2 3-pointers, a three-pointer, and six for seven for 21 points. Luke Day played but did not score. Joe Miranda, fellow sophomore with Luke Day, with 2 baskets, 4 points. He was 0 for 2 from the line. Freshman Luke Erickson with a basket, or with a free throw and 2 tries for 1 point. Cameron Race had an early three-point play the old-fashioned way. He finishes with 3 points. And Justin Ekstrom, 25 points, 5 3-pointers, 1, 2, 3, 4 2-pointers. He was 2 for 2 from the line. Let's see if that adds up, right? 8 and 15 is 28, 50 is 23, and 2 is 25. Yep. Josh Froberg coming off the bench with 2 baskets, 2 free throws. In 2 tries for 6 points. Brandon Davis, some really good baseline moves and some offensive rebound basket. He finishes with 10 points on all field goals. He was 0 for 2 from the line. So from 2-pointers, you got 6, and 2 is 8, and 4 is 12, and 8 is 20. 22-pointers, 6 3-pointers, and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 from the line. 58 and 12 is 70. Yes, they were 12, 4, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 7, 19. 12 for 19 from the foul line. Yes, we got that right, 70 points. All right, for Sydney, they were led by Nick Mino, who scored in every quarter, as did Billy Kozak. Mino with 24 points, 9 for 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 3 for 6 from the line for 24. Clifford scored a fourth quarter three-banger. He finishes with 3. Wyatt McKee struggling all through the game tonight, but he never gave up, so I got to give him credit there. 2 baskets, 4 for 6 from the line for 8. Billy Kozak, 5 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 4 for 6 from the line for 17. Tanner Shunk had a late basket for 2. At 17, 2 3-pointers, 34, and 9 is 43, and 11 for 18 from the line to make the 54. So all that thought that I didn't have the things added up. And Green goes to 1-1 on the season. They're 1-0 in the MAC. Sydney falls to 0-3 on the season. They are 0-1 in the MAC. And will play tomorrow, weather permitting, against Whitney Point in the consolation round of the Tom Schwann tournament in Norwich. Don't have Green's schedule, so I couldn't tell you where they go. But I can tell you that they their other game to Chenango Valley in a much lower scoring game, so they really broke out tonight. All right, our awards, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense tonight is going to go to Nick Mino from Sydney. Nick never gave up. He kept it up. He had some points. He had 24 to be exact. And Nick, and just his fourth quarter performance when things were down, they were down between 15 and 23 points. He came up 9 in that fourth quarter. So he went down slugging, and he will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award tonight. On the defensive Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance, could go to just about anybody. Going to give it to Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis of Green. I couldn't tell you how many block shots he had, but he had a slew of them. And, boy, this is one time I really wish we had the stats right in front of me, because that was a joy to watch him play defense. He timed things. He got blocks. He got 10 points to boot, and I was impressed with his defense. A lot of the guard play tonight was very similar. It would have been hard to pick out Mino, Kozak, Vibbard, Wentlet, Erickson, Race, the whole thing. So that's tough. Plus, the fact that Mino and Kozak and Wentlet and Ekstrom had all their points, kind of hard to give a guard a defense and something like that. Brandon Davis certainly excelled in that. And our award for all-purpose, sponsored by Acco Brands of Sydney, no question about it. Justin Ekstrom, he played a phenomenal game. Now, it certainly could have gone to Zach Wentlet. It could have gone to Mino. It could have gone to Bill Kozak. Those big two for each team. But there's no question about it. When the game was on the line early in the third quarter and still a five-point spread, Ekstrom goes 5-for-5 from the three-point area and had 17 just in that quarter. I don't know if that's a record on WCDO, but it's mighty, mighty close. I think maybe not, because Aaron Klump for Windsor back in 1998 in the SUS Championship game, even though Sydney won that game, Aaron Klump had 43 points, so I'm sure one of those quarters had to be more than 17. But I'm just going from memory. So congratulations to all those award winners. Justin Ekstrom, the Acco Brands All-Purpose. Dynamic Defense, Bang Insurance goes to Brandon Davis, also of Green, and the Outstanding Offense, MVT Bank, goes to Nick Mino of Sydney. Boy, that was a wild and woolly first week. We go back to Harpersville next Tuesday, like we started this past Tuesday, except it's the girls. The Lady Hornets will take on the BG Lady Bobcats, and that game will be at about 7:15. Then we'll be at Unitingo next Thursday and Friday to round out your pre-Christmas basketball tri-town style. Well, I appreciate the efforts of the Sydney administration here, most notably Bill Christensen, superintendent, who actually got down on his hands and knees and tried to figure out this phone line. It was a mystery, so I did it over the good old cell phone. And hopefully it was a good enough report, and I think the coverage here is a lot better than it used to be, so I think we were smooth and okay. So hopefully with WCDO Sports On Demand and WCDOSports.com, this will have been an enjoyable broadcast, especially for the folks in Green. Once again, your final score, Green, with a great offensive output tonight, outlasting Sydney by the score of 70-54. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station, as always. All right, once again, for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great weekend.